Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hey, this is Lincoln. My boss, the mysterious consultant guy, he called in sick today, but I've been training for this day where I'd substitute intro. Okay, I have a checklist. Now, first, lie to the listener and tell them that the following podcast is not real, that it's a work of fiction, thus avoiding a crisis situation if the people of Earth figure out how dangerously close other dimensions are to our own. Okay, check. Second, say something snarky. Oh, boy. I bet Arnie smells weird. Close enough. Check. Third, do a quick ad read that I later cut out and replace with the sound effect for Stitcher Premium. Okay, here we go. If you get Stitcher Premium, you can listen to Magic Tavern episodes without ads. But much more importantly, you get access to all the exclusive Magic Tavern spin-offs like Earth Games. The most recent episode is a live show from Gen Con where they played a game of werewolf with some of the cast of Neo Scum. A lot of words I didn't understand in that sentence. And starting October 10th, there will be weekly episodes of Behind the Tavern, where the cast talk and tell stories about making the show, starting with an episode with Steve Waltine, who plays Tom Blaine Belleroth. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use the promo code MAGIC. All right, check and check. All right, Lincoln, you didn't mess up. Good job. Now just start the podcast.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened
to... It's more of a tent.
That's right. You know, I think the name Hello from the Magic Tavern, it's more kind of like
metaphorical. I'm glad you're bringing this up. Let's change the name.
No, I think like we can keep the same name, but like, isn't really all of life a magic tavern? You never know where the magic is going to come in.
Okay.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal that even I don't understand how I'm still getting now as we travel around Foon.
We'll get emails, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll explain it.
Yeah.
I use that Wi-Fi to upload a podcast I record every week chronicling our adventures to defeat the Dark Lord. And I am joined, as always, by my co-generals, co-leaders of this army that we have inherited that we're going to use to defeat the Dark Lord, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. You know, I've been practicing. You brought it up a while ago, but ever since you said you were keening, I've been trying to also keen.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mostly know what it is. I think it is kind of like a sad whale.
So like it lost its pod or something?
Oh, no, I mean like a whale. I mean, it's not spelled with a W-H. It's spelled with a W-H. But yeah, just kind of like keening, like just sort of looking off in the distance and thinking about things lost or things not attained and going...
No.
I'm up here.
No. I like that.
It's fun to keen.
Keening. Yeah.
You know what?
We're the keen team.
We're the keen team. Yeah.
Nothing to keen about, just like doing
it. I know, but you know what? Sometimes it's good just to kind of like feel emotions, just to kind of rev them up, even if you're really not feeling them. Cleanse, it's good to sometimes think, what would it be like if I had access to my emotions?
Yeah, sometimes I just cry.
What?
Sometimes I just cry.
For real things or just to like see what it looks like when you're looking in a mirror?
Just to see if I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my husband did explode, but
Yeah.
So that's a little sore, but I try not to access those emotions.
We don't talk about it a lot, but I'm not sure if it's something you want to talk about
or not.
Okay, good. Oh. Anyway, I am also joined by my other co-general, Usidor the Wizard.
Oh,
he's keening too.
Oh, I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Oh, dare not speak these names aloud, lest you wish your nipples to grow 3 inches long.
But what if I do wish?
Then go ahead.
All right. Say it.
Scrumps.
Whoa.
Damn, Scrumps is one?
Scrumps is one.
Damn it, now my nipple's gone.
Just look, here's the thing. Don't keep repeatedly saying it.
Is it an accumulative effect? Scrumps.
Yes.
Yep, there's 6.
Say Spurks.
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 Now they're 9.
Oh.
It's Scrumps backwards. Oh, I said it again.
Oh, it goes.
Your nipples are inverted.
Now one is going one way and one's going the other.
Well, I don't care about my nipples right now. My eye still won't grow back.
That's right. Yeah. A sorcerer shot a green laser into your eye, and now you got a kind of a green glowing empty socket.
Yeah. It's starting to grow. Here, look, real close. It's starting to grow back a little bit. It's just slower than usual.
I'm kind of scared to look directly into your green laser eye.
Look directly into my green laser eye.
I think it might hurt my eye.
Terry magicked you in the fucking face, Scrumps.
To be fair, I asked him to.
Yeah, that's fair. That guy's, oh man, we need him on our side for sure.
When he flies, he's invincible.
When he flies,
he's so cool.
What a power. If I had to choose any power, it'd probably be being invincible. I feel like it comes in handy.
It's a good power.
Yeah, good power. You're mostly invincible.
Oh.
Basically immortal.
Try to immolate me, stab me, drown me, and watch me continue to live as I do stride forward with sword and staff in hand, ready to strike down all those who would hold up evil.
If I could have any power, I think I'd have invisible hands.
Ooh. What would you do with them?
Why just the hands?
I don't know. I think, I just keep them in my pockets and only I would know.
Wait, if you put your hands in your pockets, aren't they invisible?
I know, but no one knows. It's just a little, it's just for me. I would just want it to be something for me.
Huh. Hmm. That's very impractical.
It's not impractical. What's impractical about it?
Well, it doesn't help you in any way.
That's just not useful.
What?
It doesn't mean it's not practical. It's not impractical. It doesn't
How dare you? It has no purpose. It has no meaning. It's just for you to think about your invisible hands. It's entirely self-serving. When we must find a way to stop being self-serving in these times of great need, we must all stand up and fight for goodness wherever we are allowed. We must go forth and tell people...
If I had a power, if I could choose a power, I guess I do have a power, I'm a shapeshifter. If I had a power, I think it'd be like to climb ladders better. I feel so awkward climbing ladders.
Yeah, you look so
like
weird.
I keep every rung I look down and I'm just like, am I, and I feel safe because I'm not that far off the ground, but I just feel like if I could climb ladders better.
And like every shape you've been, there's just a different way that it's real weird to watch you climb a ladder.
Yeah, because my balance shifts, like my center of gravity shifts. So,
yeah,
and my equilibrium.
You're looking for inspiration and finding it in each other's arms.
He did a full rotation.
Wow.
Welcome back, bud.
Well, yes, I gave a wonderful speech inspiring the troops. Some of them even looked up at me.
Well, it's for them to decide if it was wonderful. You shouldn't call your own speech wonderful.
All right.
Oh, and Usidor, before I forget, I just wanted to say, fuck you. Someday I'm going to get invisible hands and it's going to be useful and it's going to be like probably like a big plot point. And it's
we'll
going to save something important.
To be fair, any plot point is a big plot point on our show because there's no plot.
Fair enough.
What's going on with these troops? Are they eating? I feel like there's more dropping dead every day.
Yeah, we don't really have enough food for this army. Like, guys.
I saw two of them high five, and both their arms flew in opposite directions.
First, one, this is a bad army. But also, two, running an army is hard.
Yeah, right?
I thought it was all just going to be inspiring speeches, but you have to, like, feed them and answer their questions and like tell them they're not gonna die.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can feed their souls by telling them great stories of glory and grandeur and triumph, going forth and fighting for goodness.
Can I tell you something I've been doing, and I feel really, I just want to get it off my chest?
Sure, sure, sure.
They've been giving me letters to give to their loved ones, and I've just been burning them.
Oh, what? Burning them?
Yeah, just because I don't know how to get those letters out. So I just burn them and I say, they got sent.
Oh, you know what? I gotta be honest with you, Chunt. When they give me those letters, I just hide them in the woods.
Mm.
Burning makes a lot more sense because some of them have been finding each other's letters out in the woods and they've got a lot of questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Good souls, these sweet bands of brothers and sisters, high-fiving till the end.
Isidore, before I forget... Fuck you. Get invisible hands.
Oh, you're holding up two middle fingers towards Isidore. Yeah. One day, we won't be able to see those.
Yeah, one day I'll be like, you don't know what gesture I'm gesturing at you.
But we can intuit it's two middle fingers.
I think I'll know.
Yeah. We can extrapolate.
Yeah. Wait, what's that wind? There's a wind blowing in through the flaps of the tent dramatically.
I smell croissants.
I smell ribs.
I am Genlevia! Wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gaut, Mugget, seer of the prophecies of the Thames at Mist, keeper of the sacred tomes of Daefrel, and two-time Wizard Choice Award nominee. The elves know me as Paramount or Ithlery. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodless.
Formation.
Yeah. The tree folk know me as Opal Vine Witch, and upon the Isle of Migas, I am known as Eucosta Savista. And ask me of mine other names, and I shall gladly share all my child. Hey, what's up, guys? You fucked it!
Oh. What? What?
Oh, no.
Genlevia?
Genlevia the
She could be referring to anything. What did we fuck?
Pretty much everything. Chunt.
Damn it. What do you mean? We're here. We've gathered an army. We destroyed the weapon back in Hogsface and saved all the people there while doing so. We've done a great boon to Foon.
Well, we've launched the podcast into a third season.
And that helps this world how?
Well, okay. To be fair, the podcast almost destroyed Earth at the end of season two, but I still believe that someday the podcast will help save Foon and the entire multiverse, second only to the power of my eventual invisible hands.
What? I don't know what that's referencing.
I was just saying that someday I would like to have invisible hands.
What a stupid thing to wish for.
Well, you know what? Before I forget, fuck you. Someday I'm going to have
Are you going to put up with that?
How dare you? Now you may say something so salacious to me, but to the sweet lady Genlevia, once my beloved lover, I shall not stand for it. I shall strike you down right now.
Well, wait.
Prepare yourself to die.
Before I forget, Fuck you, who's next?
Okay. Whoa, you're not gonna kill Arnie. I'm gonna... I turn into a whale. W-A-I-L. Where am I?
Now he can turn into concepts?
This is so odd. Well, I appreciate your offering to kill Arnie here, but I'm here to kill all of you, so...
Hello.
Wait, what?
She just pulled out a crossbow, and it talks.
My name's Demonte. I'm a crossbow.
Demonte, the crossbow? What has brought you here with Genlevia to destroy us? We only wish to destroy evil.
Okay. Well, I shoot arrows out.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Some of them got fire on them. Ooh. Some of them got ice on them.
Oh, my gosh. It fire
just depends
and ice.
Which arrow you shoot.
I had to come back to being a badger because I wanted to see this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chunt. What was it? Demonte?
Demonte.
Demonte.
Genlevia, why are you pointing Demonte at us?
Well, I wanted you to admire. He's quite an epic artifact.
And very impressive.
I acquired him in the caves of Jamina Joe.
Yeah, Jama Joe.
Jama Joe caves.
I've always wanted to go to the caves of Jama Joe.
Well, they're in the very, very north of the planet, and people rarely live because it is so cold. I envelop myself in the skin of many children who are little small muskrat children. Basically a whole population of talking muskrats.
Oh, duh.
I had to murder the whole population, and I made myself a cloak that is very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I penetrated the caves, and I got, Demonte here.
Yeah.
Because I was sent by the Wizards Guild to murder all three of you. So, last words before I send whatever bolt into your skull.
You're about to die.
Oh, wait, the Wizards Guild? I never had a chance to form the Wizards Guild.
Yes, and how many eons was that ago? How many months did I leave you and task you with that very task.
It's more than a year ago. Wow, but you know what? Time, it's so like you look up and you're like, whoa, so much time has
couple blunders ago.
Can I ask, how many credits does he need to join the Wizards Guild? Do you have enough credits?
I don't know.
Well, I spied my eye and your ineptitude, and I decided I needed to create the Wizards Guild because, of course, you basically ruined the planet. We have a 3-person Wizards Guild. It's me, Jamilius, and, well, I'm trying to get Blorth the Brown on, but I'm getting Eunice the Ekru, and she has agreed to be the third.
What?
Eunice the Ekru, she's such a hipster, but she said she usually gets up around 2 p.m. On a Wednesday,
she
and she'll...
put avocado on everything.
Everything, right?
Everything? Let's hold on. I don't believe this.
No,
steak.
DeMonte is
avocado.
Not like her.
Water.
Avocado.
Avocado.
Yep. A log.
Yeah, she'll put avocado on a log.
Strangers. Yep. Yeah, that's everything.
Anyway, by a quorum, we have decided that you three have created enough chaos on this planet, and unfortunately you have to be dispatched. Usador, I will shed a tear. And I can't actually dispatch you, but I will. We're going to freeze you.
I'm going to use an ice arrow on you, dude.
You would trap me and murder my compatriots when we have formed here this army of... granted, they're all...
weak-ass army.
DeMonte, could you give a survey of the troops and
all right, yo, check it out. Second ago, I was outside before we came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Before she... came in and
he
can
fly by himself.
I can fly. Check this out.
Whoa! That seems dangerous.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, man, I did a quick flyby checking out the troops. It's not good, you guys. Not looking good.
We're going to whip them into shape. It's just right now they're pursuing their creative endeavors, so they're we'll have them
pursuing their creative endeavors.
I keep giving them very good, very inspiring speeches.
Yeah, man, I caught one of them speeches. 4 people were listening to you. The rest of them were not.
Rest of them are losing their limbs. There's a pile of about 1,000 right arms.
I told them to stop high-fiving themselves.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of letters out in the woods, too.
DeMonte.
Yeah.
Before you murder us and freeze me, I must ask you.
Okay.
Were you once a sentient being that was transformed into a crossbow?
Yeah.
Or are you a crossbow bot? Oh, you are.
You nailed it with the first one.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to be, I used to work with the Dark Lord.
Whoa!
And he cursed you.
He has layers, guys. Peel them back. Yeah, DeMonte has layers.
Oh my gosh, this might be the most dynamic character we've talked to in a long time.
And it's a crossbow.
Well, yeah, he got mad at me because, you know, I was slacking off, not doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Wait, you did say slacking off, right?
Yeah, slacking
cool.
off.
Just checking?
Yep. Why?
No, I'm just checking.
What did you think he said? Did you just, could you just say the word?
To be fair, Chun has been fired from a lot of jobs for whacking off.
Oh, whacking off.
No, man, I wasn't whacking off. I was slacking off. I was not jacking off.
Or whacking. Jacking and whacking are
whacking,
similar.
Slacking, backing. I was slacking.
Okay.
There was these kids I was supposed to put into some blades. Mm-hmm. And I just let him go.
What?
He was basically in tasked with the blade room where children would be dropped.
So, just so I can get this straight. So, the Dark Lord has a mat. Oh, wait. You weren't a crossbow at the time. That makes sense.
At the time, I was just a dude. Just gotten out of school. First job. And I was like, okay, you know, I work well with kids. Maybe I can get them to get on the
he was entry
blade.
Level, to be, and, to be fair.
You know,
you work well with killing kids.
No, like work well. I can get on their level. You know, they want to befriend me and stuff, and we have fun. But you know, again, it kind of, you know, then he's like put them on these blades, and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna do all that. So I'm like playing, you know, singing songs with them and stuff, doing like animal sounds, all the stuff like kids like, you know, different animal noises and stuff.
I mean, I've got to say, we're kind of starved for entertainment out here. I'd love to hear some animal sounds.
Arnie, I can shapeshift into any animal. All right.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a song that I used to sing called.
What about the Lithrian
goblin?
Hydra? Yeah, oh, goblin
had a hovel. La 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 la. And in that hovel, he had some, say, animals.
Horses.
Horses. La, 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 la.
At this point, the children would just, to get away, would throw themselves on the blade. And that's why he was so good at this job.
Yeah, but
so what I'm hearing is that you were an entry-level minion for the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
But you loved children too much, and the goodness in your heart changed you into a valiant warrior for good, though the Dark Lord cursed you, and now you've joined forces with Genlevia to fulfill your destiny as a heroic warrior.
What? I mean, you know, I just got lazy about killing the kids. So then the Dark Lord did turn me into this crossbow, but I didn't join anything. She just came and got me. I was just hanging out.
The great General Catho led armies of millions almost. Well, maybe, like...
Catho.
Yeah, Catho. He took the... Are you Why are you snickering about Catho?
It's just making me laugh thinking of Catho.
Oh, you guys had some good times, right?
Man, he's so funny.
You led one of the wings of the Dark Lord and murdered thousands and millions, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of arrows that day.
Yeah. But then,
so it's either thousands or millions? What about hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands?
You skip right from thousands to millies, baby.
It's a broad swath. When you read the epic sagas, you just have to generalize as far as like the number of zeros behind a number. Anyway, there was a hero who stole Demonte from the general and hid him in the caves, north, north, north. And that's where I found him and absconded with him. Mm-hmm. So he is my weapon until he chooses not to be my weapon again, and then he can move on to someone else.
Yeah, I might bounce, you know, sometime, do my, you know.
Can you bounce too?
No, I mean like leave, like kind of like
text. Do you not understand the language of this planet?
I'm from another world, and sometimes I don't know what is metaphorical and what's literal. When I assume, it makes an ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Out of you.
And me.
Fuck you!
Wow.
We're about to die, Arnie. Shouldn't we make amends here before our final moments?
You're right. Before we die, Usador, I do want you to know that sometimes I have a hard time expressing my feelings, and I push people away by making hilarious jokes or...
Well, let people decide if they're hilarious.
I mean, like they're just like really funny, like so funny. In my mind, I'm like, if I...
Should
if
I kill him now? Should I just kill him now?
I mean, he's making it very tempting.
I want to hear this joke.
Yes, let's hear a joke.
Okay, so what do you get when you combine a person... And a horse.
A centaur.
Yeah. A minotaur. I guess that's really literally what that is.
Depends on which end you're applying to which end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. What is it if you've got a horse head and a human body?
That's a minotaur.
It's called a Friday night.
Well, Friday night, gonna go get some horse head.
Well, if you're lucky.
That was a good joke, but I think she made the joke.
Really. Yeah, I just was stating a fact. Yeah. I'm the goddess of nature. You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species since we've been working together.
It's a bummer having to watch that.
Well, Demonte, I've never heard this. I always...
Yeah, you never ask. You just do it. You just start having sex with animals in front of me.
Well, it's my... I am the wizard of nature and nurture. I spread my loins and spread joy throughout the land. That is just my function, as your function is to murder.
Okay.
She loves nature. Nature loves her. Does it mean I gotta like it?
I'll put you in the chest next time, okay? I mean, when I have to do that rabbit den tonight, I'll just put you in the chest, all right?
Okay, great. Or I could just, you could just let me go somewhere else, you know? I'll come back after you're done.
He can fly on his own.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I didn't know you wanted your evenings off. We could talk about it. It's not like, you know.
It's not about my evenings off or anything. It's just more about an animal having sex with you is not appealing to me.
Guys, this is our chance to escape. They're fighting amongst themselves.
But it's really interesting.
You know?
Demonte, listen, I will give you guys, all three of you, the privilege of picking what kind of crossbow arrow. He has literally a litany of... Oh, he has a tickle arrow. He has an arrow, a color arrow. He has glitter arrows. He has fire. All the, you know, earth.
I suggest rock. Not choosing the glitter arrows because those will take a while to kill you.
And you're just never going to get that off.
But it's such an attractive corpse afterwards.
And did you get these arrows from Catho? What was the general's name?
Catho.
Yeah, Catho.
Catho?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he's a magical crossbow. He does
so you can just produce them yourself.
Yeah, I just, like, decide which arrow is going to be, and then it kind of, like, a bunch of little, like, sparkles go off around me, and then the arrow's just there.
Okay. Well, give us a minute to let us meet up.
Yeah, why don't you guys talk about how you want to do this?
I might just take like a standard arrow with like an avocado on top, just because now I'm hungry.
What a hipster.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's...
Eunice also sews all her own clothes and plays the harmonica.
Oh, yikes.
Eunice is...
Do you remember Eunice from... Do you remember her from the Halls of Trakas?
Yes, of course.
You had a little bit of a crush on her until she proved to be so insufferable that no one would date her.
Well, yes, sometimes you do find yourself attracted to those who later you realize they aren't who you really thought they were. But then you look and you see the one who is meant for you all along, and you say, what beauty have I overlooked in this time when I was so enamored with Eunice's lace tops?
You know, Usador, I know Genlevia is here to kill us, and that's not great, but I gotta say, you two are just so cute together.
I mean, our chemistry just sparkles,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's true.
Usador, you got your baby back.
I haven't seen you in so long. You've been completely loyal to me, haven't you? I haven't caught up with you in the dream world or anything.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Oh, tell her about Gurm.
Wait, what? Gurm? Who's Gurm?
Nothing has happened.
What is this?
No,
word?
I said tell her about your perm.
No.
He got a perm. Magic yourself a perm.
What?
Oh, does he like my hair? No.
Yeah, you got a perm is what I said.
So large.
Wait. No. I can explain this whole thing. Don't worry, Usador, buddy. I got you covered. Basically, we peeked into an alternate reality that is not this world.
Oh, you're telling
me
about this.
It's almost like, he fell in love with someone else.
Oh, I'm so sorry. In my rage, I just murdered several people behind me.
It happened in another reality that he just saw into. It's almost like it happened on the internet or something, right? It's more of like an emotional effect.
Oh, the vines of a tree just strangled 25 people.
Genlevia, I must beg thine forgiveness for this. Yea, it did happen in some alternate timeline that we did see. I have had no relation with Gurmcrust, though we did dance at Chunt's wedding.
That's basically emotional infidelity. I would rather you...
I mean, you know, I will just... If I just step in, just to... You know, you shouldn't feel too guilty, because she's been fucking animals on the daily.
That is my function.
Demonte,
yes.
We have a complicated relationship, I will grant you.
Demonte, okay. I'm with you.
But hey, I mean, I'm just saying.
Demonte,
you know?
if you were dating a scimitar, and the function of a scimitar was to cleave people in half, and you guys cleave together, just because the scimitar was cleaving on the side doesn't mean that's part of the scimitar's function. It's not infidelity.
Arnie, a scimitar is a centaur with a sword for a head.
Oh.
I could never deny my Lady Genlevia's true nature. She who brings so much life and beauty and greenery into this world. She who supports those sweet wildlife animals who do scurry through the forest. She who brings beauty and wonder to life in every aspect of nature. Aww. How could I deny her true self? Okay. If I were to do this, it would be as if she said to me, Usador, you were not meant to fight evil. You were not brought into this world by a conspiracy of bird and rain and wind and fire, meant to destroy the Dark Lord. If she said that to me, I would be crushed, and I could ne'er crush her in kind.
Okay, aww, man. Whatever.
But you know, Usador, she is kind of here saying that she's formed a wizard guild to defeat the Dark Lord, and you're not a part of it.
Like. Listen, I put your name up, instead of Eunice's, to be the triumvirate. Although your organizational skills lacked meat, I did put you up, and I have to say that Jamilius was not a fan.
Oh, no.
Jamilius wanted Can.
Jamilius?
Yeah.
He was my mentee, though.
Well,
he's like one of the few people that likes you.
His whole land has been taken over.
Oh, no.
Because of your actions. You know, it's your the fuck-up thing that I referred to earlier. Yeah.
But to be fair, like, Can the wizard, he's great.
Oh, everyone hates Can.
Everyone hates Can.
I shot it down, and even Jamilius was like, I'm so sorry, that was awful. It was like I stabbed myself in the eyeball. So then we had Blorth and Eunice, and it was kind of a toss-up, and Blorth is such a, downtrodden.
He's a downer.
Yeah. So Eunice was kind of the sub. So together we decided that you guys are screwing up so much, I need to kill you. And if you guys can find another solution to see our way through this planetary crisis, I would be happy to maybe offer an alternate explanation.
I shall think of some alternate plan. But first, do you know what a Eeyore is?
Eeyore.
Arnie, do they have Eeyores on your world?
Yeah.
It is when someone goes, oh, in days of Eeyore.
Yes. Oh.
Things were so much better. Oh, your days were so much more palatable.
You can also use it to shorten the phrase either or.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want tomato or avocado?
Do you have that on your world?
And I use that. That was the perfect example. Do you want tomato, either or avocado?
I think we should take a short break while I come up with an alternate plan to both defeat evil, appease Genlevia, and save our lives.
Wow, that's a lot to put on a break.
I'm going to do both of those three things.
Okay, so dear listener, while you're listening for a sort of an ad for something, know that it's a very important period of time when we're really figuring some shit out.
Hello, friends. It's your old digestive companion, Bungary Chubbins. In case you've been wondering, I just woke up from my Chubbins sleep. It's a family tradition for Chubbinses to hibernate after a lunar eclipse or when our town's been plundered. After 7 months passed out in an army barracks, the first thing I needed was a chamber pot. And only a Chubbins pot could contain the mercy trout that swam out of my bowels that day. So if you need a sturdy pot for your massive leavings, come visit Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth at our new Velsmere location. It's Foxhole number 12, and just go ahead and ignore that sign. It ain't a latrine.
Okay, we're back, and Usador, I'm sure you came up with a perfect plan.
I do have a card that I can play if need be.
This is not a time for cards. God, I wish. Right now, I wish I had invisible hands.
What difference would that make?
No, that would really solve everything.
No, it wouldn't do anything.
Usador, can you come over here? Demonte and I are a little bit bored, and we'd like to maybe speed come up on. This.
Yes, Genlevia, I know you...
We have reservations tonight.
And only one person has picked an arrow.
Yeah, one. Yeah, exactly.
And it was just a normal arrow.
With avocado.
Okay.
Well...
It's healthy.
I will pick my arrow.
It's good fats. It's a healthy fat.
I would like to have... I want to pick an arrow t-shirt.
An arrow t-shirt? Like,
I want to pick an arrow shirt.
An arrow shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't turn Demonte into a t-shirt cannon or
something. Yeah, that's really insulting. He's not going to fling linens at you. That is just... I mean, you're not even going to die. I'm just going to entrap you forever in ice.
I mean, it would be exciting. It would be fun. I'd go crazy.
I can do it. A way to get out of here.
Well, I can't do it.
Demonte, if he wants to be, he becomes just a literal bolt. He is very efficient at the reload.
Ooh. Arnie, you should think of something clever where it's like a rubber arrow or an arrow that grants wishes or air rowboat. Mm. Well, a rowboat would still hit. If that hit you, that's...
Yeah, that would be bad.
Let's think of something like a way out of it. I'm already fucked, but you can still live.
I would maybe a... boomerang arrow?
Oh, okay. So like an arrow that I shoot and it would come back to me?
He's onto you. I think he's onto you.
I mean, no. I mean, I wanted to actually do that, but that's not my intention. But uh-oh, I already wished for that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still going to hit you and then come back to me. That's how...
It'll kill you first.
Oh.
That's how the boomerang worked.
Okay. Nerf?
Let's keep...
I don't know what that is.
What's
a nerf?
Oh, it's just a thing from my world where it's like a... in my world, people are weirdly invested in playing gunfire, like playing at violence. So, you know, we give kids like soft weapons.
You guys have kids with weapons?
That's a little bit over the top.
Why don't you give kids soft weapons? Kids are the most vulnerable creatures.
They
give
need
them
the sharpest.
Hard,
yes. That's ridiculous. They're unarmed there. Yeah. They're just basically vulnerable to whatever comes along.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. And I just hate the phrase soft weapons.
Yeah, I didn't like saying it. But it's harder. It's hard to describe. You know, when you none of you would understand that. But like, it's hard to describe all these things about your world.
I can understand soft weapons.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I feel soft.
Oh, Demonte. Oh no, he's beating. He's beating with humidification.
Sometimes I think about when I was a man, and I want to return to that.
Oh.
You wish to return to your human form?
Yeah.
Genlevia. Do you know the way to break this curse?
Of course I do, but he's never asked before.
Oh,
I know how to break the curse.
Yeah. How do you break it?
I don't need her.
Yeah, I mean, he told me. He told me one night I was a little bit fraternizing with all my inanimate objects, and we were having a little bit of a party.
You know what that means?
She's trying to have sex with me. Well, that's what that means.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, listen, I was trying to heal
him. Just say she knew specifically what kind of arrow she wanted that night. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you could be shot with that one if you'd like.
I had to shoot her all over her face, everywhere. Anyway.
That's the way I like it.
Anyway, the only way for me to turn back into a human is for the Dark Lord to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And then I become a dude again.
Well, this works out perfectly. If you don't destroy us here, we've gathered this army. Granted, they're mostly independent artists working on different songs and plays and things.
It's like a freelance, you know, equity, an actor's equity.
It's a real mess out there. But
there's a guy in the quad with a guitar who's just annoying.
It's really bad because so many arms have been lost. They're lute and lyre and guitar players. It's really putting a crimp on the one thing you had going for you, which was an anthem. Yeah.
But if we are to rally this force, then we may be able to defeat that Dark Lord, if you spare our lives.
I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest weakness of this army is actually the three of you.
Damn.
That is a very keen observation.
That's just some real talk.
That hurts.
That hurts.
It all starts with poor leadership, and I guess we have been inattentive. We've been in, I was going to say we've been inattentive, but we've been in a tent.
We've been in a tent.
I'm a straight shooter, yo.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, DeMonte, what would you do? What? You sat in the sidearm of great General Katha. What
sure,
kind of techniques Katha. did you absorb?
Well, first of all, feeding the army is a good thing. So I think step number one would be to get some food.
If you don't mind, I'm going to write that one down. Feed the army.
I think Gentar food. I think Gentar was feeding the army with song. So that's
That's not going to work because stomachs are not attached to ears.
Mm. You would then exchange maybe protection with the local farmers.
Sure.
In exchange for grain. Yeah.
Get some grain. Yeah. Make some armor. Mm-hmm. Get some weapons.
Maybe
train on some tactics. You know, just things that normal things that you would do if you were going to be having an army to go into battle.
Well, I can't write that fast, so I'm just going to encapsulate all that with get food.
I think it was a little his string. It was vibrating with a little bit more passion than I see.
Yeah, I get into that stuff. I go, you know, when I think about it, I'm like, oh man, I'd be, you know, if I knew, bam, oh boy, you know.
We haven't been concentrating on trading for grain. I mean, we mostly built the longest road, which is worth something.
What? It's not worth anything.
The longest road?
Well, it's worth something.
That's only worth like 2 points.
2 points,
but we're sitting on all this brick and all this ore, and we haven't been trading for wheat.
I know.
For grain.
Well, you're in the wrong areas.
I would have whipped this army into shape, except that robber keeps sneaking in and ruining it.
Sneaky robber.
Well, you guys have planted yourself on the only desert in Foon. I mean, this one spot.
Yeah, why would you border on a desert?
There's a forest right outside of it. But
now,
nothing gross.
Chinlevia,
kind of a three.
I have a wonderful idea.
Well, are you get your hands away from me?
Oh,
you
sorry.
Cheated on me. I'm still not over that. That is a dangling thing we're gonna have to deal with.
Please, it meant nothing. I just had something that I was exposed to that showed me a different path.
What
I
was
could
it?
Have
what was
on.
It about her that is more appealing than me? I need to know. With a nug, did you notice my crags are back? I did give all those Selkies back their coats, and I'm not as attractive in the face.
You.
Oh, well, and I'm so sorry to butt into this moment between the two of you.
But you did.
For new listeners, Genlevia is a beautiful red wizard whose face is real, real scarred, but it kind of works for her.
Thank you.
It kind of works.
Previously, I'd aligned myself with the Dark Lord, and he said if I killed all the Selkie population and stole all their skins, basically they would be suicidal and kill each other on their island, but my skin would look great. And I gave them back because Usador showed me the ways of good. And then he cheated on me!
I did not cheat, but I must admit this might be a hard pill for you to swallow. Thank
nice.
You.
That was nice.
Sorry, Spumpy, go ahead.
Gurm happens to be... her trade, her profession is... you see, she's a makeup artist.
Oh, my God.
You said she was more like a make-out artist.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
I don't care about that. Intercourse is nothing. I just...
That's what I keep saying.
Now, I know
what
that...
What does she make up?
Her face?
She puts poultices and things on different faces.
To make a good smoky eye?
Yes, she does make a good smoky eye. She's also very kind and very sweet. And often in these visions we saw, her arms were ripped off. And I couldn't help but feel bad for her.
Damn.
Why would you feel bad? It's lovely. Because that's her only trade. How could she make a smoky eye without a hand?
That's what's so sad about it and why my heart went out to her.
Well, if you want, I'll rip some arms off a lady and I'll kill her right in front of you. How would you like that?
I wouldn't care for it at all.
Can you get back to this woman? That's my question.
Well, honestly, I don't know where she is right now.
Are you going to look?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
This is...
We got a lot going on.
Let's put a pin in this shit.
Oh, Genlevia, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead and do this killing real quick.
No.
Don't kill us, please. I beg of you. Genlevia, I have an idea that might benefit us all. If you promise not to kill us, I believe that DeMonte could be the general that this army needs. And you, Genlevia, with your great powers of nature and nurture, could create much of the food that the army needs to be healthy again. Could you not inspire the plants to grow here in this desert?
She could go fuck some corn and make more
corn.
I
could insert some corn into my vagina and then it just pops out and duplicates itself. I could literally create a cornucopia of popped corn just from my vaginal fluids.
I take back what I said about soft weapons being a hard phrase to swallow.
Hey, and also we have what, almost 40,000 people. The largest army must be worth something as well.
Yeah, largest army's pretty good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Now, okay.
Largest army's good.
Thank you, DeMonte.
And you're right. I think DeMonte would be a great leader. I mean,
I could do it.
What motivates people more than a crossbow being pointed at them and telling them what
true.
To do?
I mean, he has such authority, and really, he could murder anybody if they cross him. Literally.
Okay, that was funny. That's another funny joke.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, DeMonte. And you know, with all the bounty that we accumulate as we travel through the lands, we could maybe turn some towns into cities, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. I never even thought about that.
If you collect enough resources, I don't see any problem with that at all.
Well, you could turn your houses into a hotel. Is that what we're talking about?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Well, you know what? This could be the solution we need. If I were to abscond with your army...
It could be a year of plenty.
It would be a year of plenty. It would be.
And now I realize you could just kill us and do this anyway.
No. But that wouldn't be...
You know what? That is true.
We could do that, actually.
But there is one advantage to allowing us to live. We can continue on the part of our quest that allows us to collect the pages of the Book of Sight. Which, if we collect them, could be a great boon to this army and to all of the forces of good.
Well, DeMonte has one inside him, doesn't he?
What are you talking about?
You're a former employee of the Dark Lord. Yeah. As a former employee, you would have a page.
Oh, you talking about this?
Oh, it came out of his butthole!
Whoa!
Well, I'm a crossbow, so that's not my butthole. But
it's weirdly puckered, yeah.
It does pucker a little bit.
This page... It's the second page to the Book of Sight that we were seeking.
Wow.
Oh, we forgot to tell you, we are seafarers. We've been on a boat. We've been trying to look for the Book of Sight. Do we need to...
I know what seafarers are.
Okay, good.
Don't talk down to a crossbow.
I'm so sorry.
Idiot.
I'm so sorry.
With these two pages and only a few more, we can decipher...
With just an undefined number more of pages.
Well, we'll have to decipher what's here and figure out what's missing. We should take our leave and head to the Winged Whale, where we can go continue our search for the pages... Genlevia, please, I beg thine forgiveness. Know that I am eternally grateful and eternally sworn to thee.
It sounds like a speech. You're breaking up with me, fuckhead!
No, I would never do that.
Sounded like you were about to ghost me. It said, oh, it's been great, call you.
I'll always care about you.
Oh.
What is going on?
There it is.
Oh my God. I am betraying the Wizards Guild. Eunice is going to be really pissed, and maybe, you know, she's going to play some things on her ukulele.
Oh, she was so good at the ukulele.
I know, she really breaks it out at every party, and it's like, Eunice, hang it up. We don't want to hear it.
It's a bit much.
And her handicrafts. She'll be like, I'm going to knit you a scarf of rage. Well, fuck your rage. Anyway, she's going to be so mad at me, and I'm betraying the guild for you, and you're breaking up with me? You're ghosting me?
Look, Genlevia, if I may, I think you should let us go. And I know
I
that things are...
I already decided to do that, but now that you're talking around it...
I think you should still let us go. And I know things are still very complicated between you and Usador, but just think about that. It's just something to think about in the nights ahead. And that just means the next time you see each other, it's going to be all the more hot, right?
Ooh, yeah.
I guess it depends on how many makeup artists he hooks up with in between.
Thank you.
Come crust us mortals. She'll be dead in 30 or 40 years. We're going to live for centuries.
DeMonte, we're going to have to dish... You and I are going to have a little cocktail tonight.
Man, you guys really ruined my night. Thanks a lot.
Well, we will abscond with this army of yours. DeMonte will be the general that takes back the lands from the Dark Lord. We will achieve his personhood again, and then he will become mortal and die, which is a weird thing to want to have.
Near the barracks, there's a hall, so you can live there. It'll kind of be DeMonte's hall.
You know, don't push
We're
it.
Making a deal, right?
God, they're going to kill us.
No. Let's stop
trying to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
I know. You guys keep talking. I'm laughing because I'm like, I've already agreed to it. You're talking me back into it.
Okay, look, we're going to go, but I really hate to have to say this, but I know this is the only way to earn the trust of this army. This is how we earned this army. You kind of have to show that you've debased us. Like, you're going to have, there's this trough of shit over here, and unfortunately, you're going to have to dump the trough of shit onto us.
Is this a fetish thing? You're just pretending?
Well, it's a fetish thing, but it's not our fetish.
We're performing somebody else's fetish.
The previous general had a fetish, and now
it's a hand-me-down.
It's kind of a hand-me-down fetish.
So in order to obtain the loyalty of this army, you must cover them in shit publicly.
Just dress us down.
Okay. I could also just go out there and tell them I'm the general now. I mean...
I'd prefer that, personally.
It works better.
But if you want me to... do the other thing.
I mean, we don't want it, but also, like, we don't want to, like, not, we don't want to take a risk. So.
I mean, I don't want to seem like I want to.
I mean, it's
I mean, I don't want to, like, say no to an experience.
It's a story. It's a story.
It's a story.
All right, let's upend this trough.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Oh, lovely. All right. Okay. Demonte, fly up there and tell the army that you're there.
Hey, guys, I dumped all the crap on those dudes, so I'm the general now.
You didn't have to do that. It wasn't necessary.
We didn't really care.
We would have followed you anywhere, Demonte.
We respect you just saying, I'm the general now.
It's a fully clicking crossroads. Just follow it.
Hey, guys, high five.
Yeah.
No high fives till we get food, y'all.
Where are our letters going?
It's amazing how malnutrition just specifically targets that upper shoulder joint,
right?
You know, in this land.
I found my wife's letter in the woods. I think she's been nearby and something happened to her.
There's corn growing in this desert. It's the most delicious corn I've ever eaten.
It came from my vag. I don't know why I yelled that.
He wants to know where his food is sourced from. That seems fine.
Yeah. Well, we're all eating vag corn from now on. Hooray! Hooray! Yay!
Huzzah! Opposite of hooray!
I'll pass.
Well, I guess we should walk out of the camp here. Everyone's looking at us.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Bye-bye. We're going back to our ship.
Well, I'm so sorry that we upset Genlevia. I wish you hadn't told her about Gurmcrust.
I'm just like an honest guy. I thought I was going to help. I'm sorry.
Well, it looks like we've been shot with the arrow of reconciliation.
Yeah. You know what? I think this is a really nice ending, except for the fact that we're covered in shit.
Well, are we going to find the winged whale?
Yeah, we'll find it.
Looks like it's in Soul Hollow.
Soul Hollow. All right. We'll sail to Soul Hollow.
Interesting episode. I've been given strict orders to track any information I learn about army locations in Foon and add it to this map. I've also been told not to let the consultant know I'm doing it, so it's a good thing he's out today. Oh, crap. I almost forgot. I need to make up some fake credits. Let's see. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Genlevia the Red Wizard and Demonte the Talking Crossbow were played by special guests Felicia Day and Colton Dunn. Check out their science fiction improv podcast, Voyage to the Stars, which just began its second season. I suspect if you like Magic Tavern, you'll like Voyage to the Stars, too. Oh, and pick up Felicia Day's latest book, Embrace Your Weird, Face Your Fears, and Unleash Creativity, when it comes out October 1st. Oh, that's tomorrow. Ah. For more info, go to FeliciaDayBook.com. And don't forget to watch Colton on the NBC sitcom Superstore, where he plays Garrett McNeil. Bungry Chubbins, the Chamberpot Salesman, was played by Tom Gottlieb. Tom is the voice of Cookie Masterson from the trivia game You Don't Know Jack. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman, who's edited some Earth Games episodes, but this is her first main Hello from the Magic Tavern episode. Good job, Anna! Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, now I'll just roll up this outdated map of Foon's military positions and put it in this pneumatic tube. Yay, I am doing a great job. All right, see you next week, everybody.